Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 88.
I want to thank you for joining me on Table Talk, and we have been on a continuing series of getting rid of that monster called fear. Some of you that have listened to many lessons ago, I was reiterating my father, Lester Summerall, as we lived in Hong Kong. He just wasn't building a church from scratch, which he did. He had crusades in the South China Sea football stadium. And of course, when they use the term football, they mean soccer. And so from those that got saved and baptized, began the church called New Life Temple. And while he was there, though, he also wrote a great book called Destroying Your Deadliest Enemy. And who would that be besides the devil himself? It was that thing called fear. And as we've already looked at the scripture several times, fear has torment. Fear has torment. It can be tormenting to be possessed with fear. And some people are afraid to get up. Others are afraid to go to bed. And some people are afraid to eat different kinds of food, and other people are afraid not to eat food. I mean, it is amazing what the enemy of our soul has put into us, into our mind, concerning that thing called fear. I was afraid. I was afraid to cross the street, or I was afraid to get out of my house. I'm afraid to go to the mall. I'm afraid to, do anything. I'm afraid. And we have to live life. And as believers, we can live a vibrant, very much alive life. Not just exist, not just be zombies, but be alive to the world that is around us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, the word says, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, love, and a sound mind." Wow. Peace, love, and a sound mind. You know, when confusion comes in, every evil thing can come in as well. Because when you're not focused on the Lord, focused on His Word, focused on His promises of what He's able to do for you, to you, through you, to help your family, to help your neighborhood, to help your world, then you become ineffective. And saying, what should I do? This. Oh, I don't know what to do, so I guess I'll do nothing. If I do nothing, then I won't get in trouble. You're not going to get in trouble helping people. You're not going to get in trouble praying one for another. And so many times we use the excuse that, well, there are so many opportunities, I don't know which one to pick. Pick one. After you pick one, then go on to number two. After you pick number two, go on to number three, four, five, six, or eight, nine, ten. And so don't let that stop you from being who you are in the body of Christ. God is not the author. The Bible tells us He is the author, the beginner, and the ending of our faith. He is A to Z, Alpha and Omega of our faith. He is everything. When everything becomes compromised, there's that little speck of dust called doubt, confusion, unbelief. And you can tell it to go in the name of Jesus, or you can succumb to that thing and pull it into yourself and make it part of your heart, part of your life, part of your thinking process. And the thing is this, nobody's really malicious when they do this, when they plant those seeds. They think they're doing you a favor. Oh, did you hear this? Oh, did you hear that? Did you read the obituary today? I mean, she was a neighbor of yours. She was a friend of yours. And they died. Something happened to them. It might have been the COVID. And we go on and on from family and friends, not necessarily even international news, but just those around us. Oh, did you hear? And that's when you have an opportunity. Said, oh yeah, did you hear? God is still on the throne. Jesus is still at work. The angels are still doing their job. The Holy Spirit lives within, leading, guiding, directing me. Did you hear? There is a way where there doesn't seem to be a way. And He is the rock of my salvation, and I am going to make it, and you can too. Did you hear that? And a lot of people say, oh, don't get religious on me. That's not religion. That's reality. That's life. And we need the life of God inside of us instead of that thing called confusion. He is not the author, the beginning of confusion, but He is the author of the beginning of peace, love, and of a sound mind. How do I get a sound mind? You need a replacement. And a lot of people say, your replacement theology? I mean, you're talking against Israel? No, I'm not talking about Israel and, you know, the church being the replacement for Israel. That is silliness. That is not the word of God. Israel is Israel because God said so. But you have to take out those bad elements and don't leave your house, your spirit or your head, empty, but fill it with the goodness of God, the love of God, the word of God, the power of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit to help others set free. Are you spending all of your time just on you? That's a pretty good question. Are you spending all of your time and effort just making sure that you're treading water? No, God made us for something bigger than that, of reaching out to a hurting world, helping somebody and blessing them and offering them passage to the kingdom of God. Boy, what a great thing to do as ambassadors for Christ. We are His ambassadors. And so let's act like it. I mean, let's just gear up and do the right thing and represent heaven well. Tell them what heaven's like and how they can get there too. I want to thank you for joining me today on Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.